for everybody out there that's listening, I want to go ahead and welcome you to a brand new era. Something new that I've been working on for the past 2 years. This is just one of few projects that I'm going to be bringing to life. And I'm excited to say that this is the very first test run of one of my few upcoming projects called Go Talk with Ace Hendrix. I've been gone from YouTube for about a good 10 months now. I've had to just get things clear. I just had to get my mind right. I had to really take a good mental break. I had to, you know, finish school as well. I'm officially going into my last semester as an undergraduate. I will be receiving my bachelor's in this upcoming December. And that's something that's just very exciting. That's just something that I'm really proud of myself. I could say that though YouTube and my ideas and my videos mean a lot to me, I could say that I really have done a lot of growing during this time, during this break, and I could say that I really buckled down in all the other aspects of my life. And I could say that the break is really going to come to an end very soon, and I'm excited to say that. I'm excited for these upcoming projects. I can't say what other projects, but this one project right here is something I've definitely been thinking about since about 2018, I want to say. And just to see it come to life, it's just very special for me. I would have loved to start it, you know, back then when I came up with the idea, but I didn't have any money. I didn't have no network. I didn't have no network connections. I didn't really know a lot of people that could, you know, make the impact that the people are doing now in my life. I could say, like, I really had nothing except an idea back in 2018. And fast forward in 2021, I have some special people in my life, special, very talented people in my life that impact me in more ways than one. I have money, you know, buy equipment and all the other stuff. I have the confidence to do it as well. And I feel like this is just the right time to really do things. So with further ado, I officially introduce to you the very first test run of Go Talk with Ace Hendrix. First, when telling a few people about this, the first thing that a few people will actually say is, you know, when you look at the art cover, people will say, "Why is it a three-headed goat?" Actually, no. So when telling people about this project, you know, telling a few people in my circle about this project, people will say, "Well, I like it, but why goat talk?" Goat talk is really just because it's actually, it's kind of a funny meaning, just because, believe it or not, in real life, a lot of people call me the GOAT. I myself do not call myself the GOAT. If you were to ask me personally, say, "Ace, do you really think you think you're the GOAT?" I'm pretty sure it's not gonna happen. But in reality, nah, I really don't think I'm the GOAT. I just think I'm just a hardworking person with just a lot of drive and a lot of potential in this world. People call me the GOAT just because of, you know, past few years I've just been really working on YouTube. A lot of people see me grow. A lot of people see me grow in quality, quantity, just content all around. A lot of people see, if you can really ask people that know me, one thing that I'm pretty sure that everybody could say is I love to see everyone eat. That's one thing about me. That's one thing. I feel like in an area, in a city full of talent, why should I be the only one to come up? I feel like if I know people that are talented and I know that people have what it takes to make it to that next level, I feel like you need to try and get this attention the same as me. You need to get this attention. You need to get your flowers. You need to get your recognition. On my YouTube channel, I did a lot of reaction videos. And one thing that I started to do was I started to plug in a lot of local artists' music. And I would call it, you know, Song of the Week. And is just something that was very special, because when I tell the people that I was plugging into music, they'll feel so honored, they'll feel so special, just because they know that they have a supporter out of me, a real supporter out of me. They'll know that this is somebody that actually listens to their music, listens to their creativity, listens to their content, and they know that I genuinely want them to win. That's why a lot of people call me the GOAT, because no matter what it is, no matter what my situation is, no matter what I'm going through, I'm always going to want to see the next man win. I want to see the next person win. As a content creator, and I'm pretty sure other content creators could say the same, just when bringing ideas to life and just doing things, start from the bottom. You got to start from somewhere. When starting from the bottom, you know that not everything's going to go as planned in the beginning. Actually, it probably might not even go as planned at all. You know, some things are going to happen. You're going to have some type of obstacles. Some things may take a left turn. You know, some things, you know, may not go as fast as you wanted to, but you always got to just wait. You got to be patient. You got to wait for your time. But back to the point. As a content creator, I'm pretty sure that every other content creator could say is, you know, we all agree is that we just need support. That's all we just need. We just need support. If you can have a strong support system, goes a very long way. Me knowing that a lot of people are riding for me, they're rooting for me, want me to win, that just keeps me going. I have a YouTube channel strictly for my YouTube content. And when I post it, a lot of people always comment. A lot of people always like it. A lot of people share it on their stories. And stuff like that just shows that a lot of people are really rooting for me in real life. And that stuff keeps me going. That stuff keeps me happy. It just keeps me wanting more. And that's a really good feeling. And I give that energy back to others, especially to people that I feel like really deserve it. So that's why a lot of people call me the GOAT. Then when showing a few people the artwork, a lot of people ask, so why is it a three-headed goat? And I would say that's a very good question, because the first person I ever showed the artwork, it was I showed it to my father. And he was just like, so why is it a three-headed goat? He liked it, but he wanted to know why a three-headed goat. And I told him that's a good question, and I couldn't answer it. And I sat down, I thought about it. And then I finally realized I really know the meaning behind a three-headed goat now. I just thought it looked cool at first, and then I sat down and thought about it. And it's because I feel like I'm great at three different things right here. One, I'm really good at YouTube. I'm really good at it. And I say that in the most humble way possible. Like, I'm really good at YouTube. Two, I'm saying this out of confidence. I'm a really great entertainer. I'm really great at entertaining people. Knowing that a lot of people always say, yeah, your energy is really great, Ace. Keep uploading, man. We miss you. We love you and all the other stuff. A lot of people say I have the personality for this stuff. And that gives me a really warm feeling. It shows that I'm really doing something right. So that makes it two. Two out of three, I'm a really great entertainer. And then three, my career goal. Like I said earlier, I will be graduating from college in this upcoming December, which I'm very proud to say. And my career goal is to become a sports analyst. A lot of people know that I'm a really energetic, outgoing type of person. They know that my energy really just is out there. And when it comes to being a sports analyst, a lot of people that I look up to is just a few people. For example, Stephen A. Smith, the late, great Stuart Scott, Shannon Sharp in some ways. So those are a few people that I look up to when it comes to that area in journalism, sports journalism. And those are a few people that have definitely impacted me on, you know, just basically getting your point across, keeping the audience entertained, and one of them coming back for more. So I can say those are a few people that I definitely have fed off of. And that makes it three right there, three-headed goat right there. YouTube, entertainment, and sports journalism. And when I thought about that, it really hit me, and that's when I really was like, yeah, I was definitely made for this. But that's just a few things right there. I'm not going to keep this episode up too much longer. For my goal, I really want things to be, as far as time duration, I want things to be about 12 to 15 minutes. This is a test run, so I could possibly hit that mark. And if it does, that's really great. If it comes a little bit blow it, I'm not going to be too mad because it's a test run, like I said. But my goal out of this is just to basically drop knowledge. I want to drop gems. I want you guys to know more about me. I want to talk about the finer things of life. I want to talk about the different things of life. I want to talk about the good. I want to talk about the bad. I want to talk about my personal experience. I want to give my opinion on different topics that's going on in life. I want to talk about sports, music, entertainment, all the other stuff. This is going to be an all-around podcast. One thing that I don't want this podcast to be is just predictable. I don't want it to be predictable. I don't want it to be boring. I don't want it to be flat. I have so much to talk about. And I feel like with my takes, with my energy, with my opinion, the way that I think, I feel like I could have a lot of people just tuning in, just wanting to learn more about me and just want to know what I'm going to say next. And I feel like this is the platform to really get a lot of that stuff out. And when it comes to just talking about myself, I want to talk about my personal experience. I want to talk about the highs, the lows, my best moments, possibly my worst moments. And when talking about my worst moments, actually just when talking about all around, the main goal is just to get people just to learn, you know, just basically if you have a chance to change things or if you have an opportunity, you know, for things to not, you know, take a turn or anything like that. I just want you to learn from my possible and like my past mistakes. I want you guys to learn from me, learn from that, because I feel like I've gone through, you know, I've gone through so much than, you know, what my possible viewers and listeners have gone through or possibly in that situation, you know, could be in right now. I feel like I feel like I've experienced a lot of situations that a lot of people are or have been in. And I want you guys to learn from me. I want you guys to just know what I did, how I, you know, handled these different situations. And, you know, I want you guys to just learn from me. That's really it. That's why I want to drop gems. So far, we're going to start off with about probably an episode a week. I don't really know what specific day. It could be any day of the week. And I hope you guys really look forward to tuning in. I thought about it at first. I was really just going to strictly upload this stuff on like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, possibly SoundCloud. And then I thought about it and I was just like, why hinder myself like that? And why shouldn't I just record? I should record. I want to do a video and I want to do just a regular audio podcast. It's like, for example, like the Joe Budden podcast. And, you know, I put my equipment together and use all my resources. And now we up and running. We have audio. We have visuals. And I'm definitely going to have best of both worlds. And, you know, instead of, just, like I said, just hindering myself, I'm definitely going to try and go back to my roots. And I will be uploading episodes on my YouTube channel as well. And I feel like this is going to be the start of something special. This is the start of a new era. This is something that I've been really wanting to do for a while, actually. And it really feels good to just get things up and running for the first time ever. And last but not least, you know, just what to expect. I expect you guys, what I expect out of this podcast is growth. I expect great quality out of myself. I expect just great energy all around. I expect great supporters. I expect for this to grow. I know things take time, so I'm not going to rush anything. I'm not going to rush my process. I'm not going to rush anything. I'm not going to do that to myself. But yeah, hopefully I meet you guys' expectations when it comes to just quality, entertainment, and energy. And I hope you guys really enjoy this little test run right here. Yeah, this is the start of something special. I love each and every one of you guys. And your boy Ace is gone.